720 WGN, it is Dane here with you. Not high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but right here on site at the premier barbecue and country music festival in the country. Where is it? It is right here in Chicago as we bring back festivals. Number one, we also bring back barbecue in a big way with some of the biggest stars of barbecue and, of course, country music here for Windy City Smokeout. Excited to have. You never know who you're going to run into, but you know when there is great barbecue, there is no doubt that oftentimes you will run into a Jeff Crivello. He is the CEO of Barbecue Holdings. That includes Famous Dave's, Real Urban Barbecue. What are some of the other ones? I mean, the portfolio continues. Clark's Crew, right?
Clark Crew Barbecue, yes.
And of course, Travis Clark barbecue fans will know one of the winningest barbecue pitmasters and teams ever, just winning the last Jack, along with so many other things. And so a great partner to have when it comes to making great Q. So, Jeff, first off, welcome to America. Welcome to barbecue being back. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Always good to see you. And there's no better way to celebrate a summer in America than barbecue. So here we are celebrating on a 75 and sunny degree night in Chicago.
It could be 20 degrees warmer. So I guess we've got it good on the weather side. Beautiful sunny skies. And you mentioned it. You know, there is no better way to celebrate than barbecue. And that is why you have made your life's work being a part of some of those iconic brand and some of the greatest personalities in barbecue. So for you personally, Jeff Crivello, what is it about barbecue that you think not only is special for you and for business, but for all of the fans out there?
Oh, I love barbecue. I've always been a fan of barbecue. I grew up eating Famous Dave's barbecue. Yep. And ended up at the company. So as ironic as it is, I love barbecue more than any other cuisine that we eat.
You mentioned Famous Dave, and of course, that is a person that we have in common. And I think one of the unique and very cool things about the barbecue world is that we have great pitmasters here. They represent great brands, great restaurants, but these are big personalities. And so as a guy who works with Famous Dave, Dave Anderson, that's like the Clark Kent of the Famous Dave world, right?
Is
just Dave Anderson. But working with him on a regular basis, talk a little bit about what is that like to have a personality with, you know, that big of a footprint in the world of barbecue as sort of your partner on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah. Dave Anderson and Travis Clark, both larger than life, both heroes in the barbecue community. Very, very passionate about what they do, about their craft. They put their life, their effort, and everything that they think about is barbecue. You know, in the Famous Dave's world, we always say he bleeds barbecue sauce.
That's right.
And that's what I think of when I think of both Dave Anderson and Travis Clark.
Big personalities. And when it comes to those dining experiences, Famous Dave's, because, you know, he's got the blues, he's got, you know, the stuff on the walls, and of course that great barbecue that people know, love, and keep coming back for. When you think about some of the ways that you have expanded what Barbecue Holdings is doing with, let's say, Real Urban Barbecue, I love this idea, the concept. It fits with what people are doing these days, and to build barbecue into sort of that, well, I don't know, describe it. Describe sort of the difference. The Q is the same in a lot of ways, but the way people get it, it's different.
Yeah, barbecue is no different than anything else in life. It evolves. And very similar to consumer demands, the evolution of barbecue has been more towards a full service experience that you might see at a Famous Dave's for the last 25 years. Real Urban Barbecue in Chicago is a line serve. You walk through the line, you choose your meat, you choose your sides, you can see all the food that you have to choose from, and then you can pay and either sit down in the restaurant or take it to go. But it's very quick, it's very easy, you have access to the same great food that you would normally get in a full service environment.
But it probably, I mean, low and slow is great in the cooking process, but sometimes in the dining process, sometimes people want to be able to get their stuff, get good stuff, and be able to sit down and enjoy it quick. And plus, probably, there may be a situation where the price point could be a little bit different just because of the concept and the way that it works.
That's right. It's a more efficient business model. And a lot of people love barbecue at lunch. And in order to enjoy barbecue at lunch, it needs to be quick. And so we found this model in Real Urban Barbecue. Founder was Jeff Shapiro, brilliant pitmaster. He's still with us today, and we're expanding that model in the Famous Dave's brand. We have our first one opening in Minnesota. We have one opening in Las Vegas, and we have one opening with a drive-through in Salt Lake City.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. Okay, so when you think about Famous Dave is a legend, right? Bigger than life in so many different ways and in so many different places. When you think about a guy who, if you put a sports analogy in there, is, I guess, sort of retired, but just retired as the undefeated, undisputed world champion of barbecue. Travis Clark just won the Jack. He's won so many different titles. And now with your partnership back in his home state of Oklahoma, you guys are, you're winning there too. I mean, not only giving people great food and having a great concept, I mean, it's just killing it.
It is. Last I heard, Clark Crew Barbecue is the number one volume restaurant in the state of Oklahoma.
It's crazy.
In its first year in business, which is so exciting. We're so proud to have Travis with us and to be part of Clark Crew Barbecue. Anytime you're in Oklahoma City, you have to swing by.
Is that a testament to Travis and the food and his success and that, but also the partnership, right? Because there are a lot of great chefs out there, great pitmasters, that when it comes to going into business and running a restaurant, it's night and day. You can be an incredible chef, but still fail on the business side. This has been a great partnership.
Yeah, that's right. You'll find Travis at the restaurant 20 hours a day, and that's really what I like. A true entrepreneur, true passionate about what he does. You know, the first time I met Travis was at a barbecue award ceremony, and something was off just slightly.
Was he winning one of them?
He was collecting his award.
Okay.
And the award was off just slightly from what he expected, and I saw him throw a chair. He was so upset.
Oh, man.
I said, this is our guy. This is our guy that's so passionate about everything he does that he's all in.
You have to expect success, and you guys are getting it. I don't know if there's an opportunity to go ahead and talk a little bit about the Baker Square stuff. Is that a little bit too early to mention that?
Oh, no, it's in bounds.
Okay, so one of the beloved brands out there, franchises, markets in all of food, specifically in the Chicagoland area, for sure, is Baker Square. I remember so many times, and I know I'm not alone, so many listeners remember their times going to Baker Square and enjoying great food, but also pie. And even on the holidays, getting pie. I don't want to say nothing goes better with barbecue than pie. I think pie is great at all times. But you guys are actually going to bring back one of those iconic brands, Baker Square. You're going to bring it back.
That's right. What's more American than barbecue and apple pie, Dane?
Or French silk, right?
Or French silk.
Or key lime.
Right. Or pumpkin right. In the holidays. You know, yeah, Baker Square is known as America's favorite pie. Famous Dave's is known as America's favorite barbecue. And we're marrying the two together. You'll be able to pick up your Baker Square pies at Famous Dave's locations.
It is going to be amazing. We're going to have to definitely catch up with you on that a little bit later when that happens and maybe do a live broadcast from one of those locations. Who knows? Either way, we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And Jeff Crivello, before we let you go, where's a place where people can get more information on all the different concepts, getting involved, supporting them, being a part of them, enjoying them? Where can they go?
Sure, bbqholdings.com.
bbqholdings.com. Again, we'll have links at WGNradio.com. And thanks again, Jeff, for everything that you're doing for everybody, for all the food fans out there, the barbecue community specifically. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Dane.